to every radical party that ever came to be. Finally he decided to start his own party so he wouldn't disagree. Got himself an office with a sign outside the door that said Marxist League, and letters read to everyone who came around. These were the words he said: you may be a friend of Max Shackman, Jim Cannon, and you may agree. You may get along with Norman Thomas and with Mel Dillon Lee. Maybe an old time wobbly Love Stone's fine. You may be a comrade to all of those folks, but you ain't no comrade of mine. For 17 years, Bill Daley kept his office with a sign outside the door. He never, ever got a new member. Everybody made him sore. Then one night there came a big fire and threw the flame and smoke. Firemen rushed in to save Bill's life, but these were the words he spoke: you may be a friend of Ben Kitlow, Reverend Musty, and you may agree. You may get along with Emma Goldman and with the SLP. You may have belonged to every radical party that ever had a line. You may be a comrade to all of those folks, but you ain't no comrade of mine. So on that day, Bill Daley passed away, and his soul to red heaven flew. He was met at the gate by old Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels too. They said, "Welcome, comrade," as they opened the gate to let Bill come inside. As he slammed the door back in old Carl's face, these were the words he cried: you may be a friend of Karl Kautsky, a pal of Ferd LaSalle. You may get along with William Liebknecht and the First International. You may have inspired every radical party from the Hudson to the Rhine. Oh, you may be a comrade to all of those folks, but you ain't no comrade of mine. I said you may be a comrade to all of those folks, but you ain't no comrade of mine.